We're just seconds away from a conversation with Cassandra Pudenz. She's the current president of AMA Iowa as we broadcast from their annual event, the AMA Experience, being held in West Des Moines, Iowa. Inside on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of Taro International. Did you know that your career is impacted more by your interpersonal skills than technical abilities? It's true. And Taro International teaches those skills every day. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. That's TERO.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. With us is Cassandra Pudenz, and Cassandra is the outgoing president of AMA Iowa, and we're going to talk a little bit about what that organization is and maybe why you as a business or as a marketer might want to take a look at this and become part of it. Cassandra, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here. So you're the president, outgoing president, right?
Yes, so I serve as president through July.
Yeah. And was it a hard election? Did you have to spend a lot of money on this?
No, I didn't really have to spend too much, which is good.
You didn't take any PAC money or anything like that,
no,
right?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about AMA Iowa. What is it and what do you guys offer to members?
Sure. Yes, we are one of the largest organizations for marketers here in the state. We're actually an affiliate chapter. There's a national AMA and there's chapters throughout the U.S. So we are the local chapter here in Des Moines and throughout Iowa. We provide a ton of different opportunities to our members, from professional development, just opportunities to engage and connect with other marketers, network, and keep people really abreast of what's going on in the marketing industry and provide a lot of educational opportunities.
So what is going on in the marketing industry these days that people ought to know about?
Sure. It's always changing, which is fun. Yeah, especially with digital. And I think the big hot topic right now is just the rise of voice and what people are doing to make sure that they're not left out of that.
The rise of voice. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that.
You know, anything from Alexa, people searching from their phones when they're in the car. You know, you're not getting a whole search history or search list like you would on Google, where you have all these different options. You're getting one answer when you respond to that. So how does a brand not get lost?
Exactly. And how does a brand not get lost?
Well, you have to have some really good SEO and a good marketing team to make sure that your answers are again found.
Cassandra Pudenz, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about AMA Iowa. When you hold meetings like this, like the AMA Iowa Experience, and you bring in some speakers from outside of the area, what is the direction behind that? How do you survey your members and say, okay, what's hot, what's not, what needs work, what works?
Yeah? Definitely. Yep. Yeah. So we do a membership survey every year, and we ask people what they want to hear about, what they need help with. We also just are really engaged with our members, so we know what those hot topics are and what maybe they need to learn more about.
When we talk about hot topic, I'm going to throw some things out to you, and
sure,
you can tell me what your professional opinion is, as well as maybe what you've learned through AMA Iowa. So we'll start with blogs. Are people still blogging?
Yes.
And
definitely.
Is that still a piece of smart marketing for content?
Yeah, for sure. I think it just changed in that, you know, it's about getting that message out in different ways. So a lot of people are using that blog content, native posts through publishers or on your Facebook page or different things. It's not just a standalone blog that you're expecting people
right
to find. You're using it as a marketing tool.
So you're utilizing social media to push people to the blog.
Yeah, social media, digital placements.
All right. Mm-hmm. So blogging, what about video?
Definitely.
Video's still hot, huh?
Yeah. Video is very hot.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? The engagement aspect?
It's easy to consume. Yeah. It's quick and easy.
All right. So what am I forgetting? Oh, podcasting. What about that? You know much about that?
I haven't really dabbled in that too much yet, but it's definitely on the rise and people love it.
You know, there's last year there were over 200,000 podcasts created.
Sure.
In the United States. I mean, it's a fascinating
crazy
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to get into it, but many people find that once they get into it, it's difficult to maintain, sort of like blogging or social media or anything else.
Sure.
It takes patience and practice and constant attention.
Right. Well, once you have those listeners, you need to be continuing delivering them content. Otherwise, yeah. they're going to fall off.
It's called feeding the beast.
Yes.
Believe me, I know all about that. Her name is Cassandra Pudens, ladies and gentlemen, and we're talking about AMA Iowa. So 6 months in, nice 7 months in as a president of this organization, how much do you depend on membership to drive the financial ability of AMA Iowa?
Sure. I'd say it's really our members and our sponsors. We're really lucky to have a very strong community here in Des Moines, and people are more than happy and willing to support the marketing industry, which is great. So we have a lot of great sponsors that help us financially, and then also our membership. There are membership dues and things, but you know, we don't rely on that a lot to keep us going. We really rely on those sponsors because we want to provide value to our
sure.
members and keep costs of events low. We offer a handful of events that are actually free to our membership, so a lot of great benefits.
What about breaking outside of Des Moines?
Mm-hmm.
AMA Iowa, Waterloo, Cedar Falls?
Sure. We actually have a board member in the Quad Cities, so we have four luncheons there throughout the year. We've just seen that's been a great new venture for us.
Yeah. What about Cedar Rapids? Anybody there?
Nothing in Cedar Rapids right now.
Okay.
No.
All right. So this is kind of the epicenter.
Yes.
Okay.
Des Moines and then our satellite board member in the Quad Cities. We also reach out to all the collegiate chapters. There's one at Drake, UNI, and Iowa State. So continue to reach out to them and see how we can support them too.
Best part of this volunteer operation that you've gotten out of being a member of AMA is what?
I think just the connections in the community. There's always somebody willing to help you out. You always know of a vendor to go to or somebody to just bounce ideas off of. So it's been a really great way to just get connected and meet mentors, friends, people in the industry.
It is kind of neat. Thanks, Cassandra, for visiting with us.
Yes, of course. Thank you.